a very, very difficult kina, difficult what happened. And just one, maybe ha'ara, limud zchus v'ka Yisrael. It says, Achim Moshe Yoda, nothing, just a perik nivayamim, a few psuk nivayamim, just the background. Achim Moshe Yoda, basar Yehuda, shachal melech, ashav melech aleihem, that after Yoda, the Kohen died, and the melech began to stray away. Yoyash, this is Yoyash, not Yehoyash, but Yoda was the one who saved him and the one who cared for him. And Kolzman, he was alive, he's kept good. After he died, they began to seduce him away. Vayazus beis Hashem l'kavaseim. They left the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Vayavdus Asherim v'satzobim. They began worship of Rezora. They ketz of Yerushalayim ashmasim zois. Vayishlach bam neviim lashivim Hashem. Kodesh Baruch Hu sent neviim to bring back Kodesh Baruch Hu. Vayidu bam leazinu. They refused to listen to neviim. V'ruach lekim lofshes chaya ben Yoda koyet. And your Yoda's son's chaya, a Ruach Hashem overcame him. The Rambam says a Ruach Hashem is when a person gets up to do something that's beyond brave and beyond. Vayamad Malaam, and he stood in Beis Hamikdash and he said, Vayoyim Elohim, Koyamar Lekim, Lomat Ma'irinsis Hashem Elisatzlichu, why are you being over mitzvahs and not being matzliach? Ke azavtem es Hashem v'yazif eschem. The reason is, you left the Kaddish Baruch and the Kaddish Baruch left you. Vayikshu Allah vayigimu even kimitzis HaMelech. They stoned him to death because, as the king said, "Bechatzar beis Hashem." V'loizocha Yoyash Hamelech haChesed Ashos Yoda Oviv Imoy Vayagas Benoy. This was incredible. Yoda saved his life, saved Yoyash's life, and when his son got up, when his Ben Yoda got up, he gave Techocha. He had him stoned, and a combination of Ritzicha, a combination of Kfiyas HaTov to 20 degree in the Makom HaMikdash. U'b'moisei Omar, and as Chaya died, he said, Yir Hashem Yidroish, may HaKadosh Baruch Hu see this and be Doirish Dami. And this is the story of the Zadron, where he killed out everybody and so on. Oh, terrible, terrible story. It's hard to fathom it. One nekud of, I don't know, called Limitz Chus, but at least mitoch kalkalasam. Then is if I'm walking in the street and a mishugan is standing there and he's saying the world is ending tomorrow, I mean, what is it? Does it get me upset? I mean, either I totally ignore it, or I think it's amusing, or I don't know, I'll play with him, because a person certainly didn't faze me. If a person accuses me of something that I'm not guilty of in any way, shape, or form, so I can be scared, you know, maybe he'll believe him and so on, but it doesn't really enrage me. But when a person hits home at something that really, if somebody knows in my deep recesses what's bothering me and what I feel guilty about, and he touches on it, I'll jump and I'll answer back, you know, or get violent or whatever it is. Yomah to Klal Yisrael, they were affected by this. They couldn't. Didn't Nevuah hit home really hard? It went to the core of who they were, and that's why it was either him or them. They couldn't survive so long as he was standing selling the emes. Klal Yisrael was market emes, and yes, what happened was a terrible thing, but it comes from a certain. If they would have not been, if they would have been on a lower darga, they would have disregarded. Another mishugna, so many mishugans, Jane Ground, give him a few dollars and tell him to go on his way. I mean, why does it affect me? Klal Yisrael cannot stand up against Teichacha. But Liuchu Lamoid, they can't stand. And the choice was to bow, to buckle down, or to get rid of Mechiach. And that's why they chose to get rid of Mechiach. So it certainly is something that caused the Klal Yisrael yamim of blood, like the Teichacha, like the Kinnah speaks about. But somewhere along the line, it bothered them and hurt them enough. In the old days, if you called somebody Mechal Shabbos, it hurt the person. The person would yell back, would scream, deny it, call you worse names, whatever it is. then it came a time when Mechal Shabbos says, "What's get a life, buddy? What's the problem?" It's not a maila. It's so even if we learn this perek and we need to understand how terrible it is, we also need to understand that once upon a time, if somebody stood and said emes, if he hit home, it bothered me to my core, and it was either me or him. There was a certain mitoich genusen at the bale sam nekuda of shvacha klal Yisrael. Sure, believe me.